Go to the Ramah in the middle of Tes. Ubeged she'ein alav lichluch, a beged that has no dirt on it. So this is the Ramah's position. Mutter laseis alav mayim mu'atim velo merubim. A beged that has no dirt on it, it's clean clothes. So this opinion holds that it's permissible to pour a little bit of water on it, but not a lot, because according to this opinion, there's no iser kibus, but there's still a concern, shema yischot. There's still a concern, even with clean clothes, of pouring too much water on it, because squeezing is always a problem. The malacha of kibus, when it comes to squeezing out water, applies even to clean clothes. And therefore, you can't pour on a lot of water on a clean cloth. Then he goes on in the Rama, v'yesh osrim b'chol inyan, and there are those that aser no matter what, even pouring on a little bit of water, even if it is on a clean cloth, it'll be aser mishum kibus. Let's see, Mr. Brura, mem gimel lichluch. So he says here, if there's no the Mem Gimel was still part of the Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch said, but a beggar that has any lichluch, it's going to be usher even to pour water on it, right? So look at Mem Gimel, lichluch, afilu rok ba'alma. He says that even if it just has spit on it, okay, it's going to be usher, according to everyone, any dirty garment, even if it has a little bit of dirt, even if it's just spit, pouring water on it is going to be usher just to pour water on it. That's going to be kibus. Mem dalu l'shach shecho perush. It's sha'aser litain alav mayim klal. It's usher to pour even a little bit of water on any clothes that have got dirty. Va'afilu mu'atim. Right? Even a little bit of water is going to be usher midoraisa as kibus, because shriyaso zehu kibuso, look at memhei, zehu kibuso, rotzalomar beged, by a beged, by clothes, shriyaso zehu kibuso, just pouring water on it is going to be considered laundering. So Rabbi Aran, so it comes out as follows, when it comes to leather, Rabbi Steinberg, you can pour water on a shoe to get off dirt, okay, because shriyaso is not kibuso. However, when it comes to clothes, any pouring of water on the clothes is going to be kibus, is going to be laundering. Bahabi, continuing on. Bahabi, b'klal melabein, it's going to be part of melabein. B'chayiv, and you're going to be chayiv in Torah. Masha'en kein minna, as opposed to what? Shoes, leather. After shayich bo kibus, even though it's kibus, mikol makom shriya san, ein ze kibus. Just pouring water on it will not be kibus, will not be laundering. Ela im kein wat mechabes mamish. Unless you do mamish kibus, there's some type of scrubbing action. Okay, we saw yesterday that even if it's not where you mean mishav shape the two parts of the leather together, just stam scrubbing, okay, already is a problem. Okay, and that is kibus mamish. But pouring water on it will be okay. Right, so if your shoes are dusty and you want to pour some water on it, wash it off. You can, you just can't scrub. Mem vav. So he says here, okay, laseis alav, this is going on the Ramah, that there are those that say, okay, the first opinion allows pouring a little bit of water if the clothes are totally clean. Okay, why? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, mem vav. The shriya lo habi kibus. Okay, because he says, in this case, when you have clean clothes, pouring water is not going to be kibus. Ella kishayesha love what? Except if there's what? Lichluch on it. There's some dirt on it. Umikol makom, however, aser bin merubim. It's still going to be aser midirabanan to pour a lot of water on a clean cloth. Mishum chshash tishama yischot. Because there's a concern that maybe you'll come and squeeze it out. V'dan, you should know. Din b'chavim b'nesina samayim l'chapso. If your kavana is pouring on the water, even on a clean cloth, is to do what? Is to actually do kibus,
then I feel the Mayim Muatim Aser. Even according to this opinion, it's only because your kavanah is not for kibbutz, because it's clean. But if for some reason you're, you know, you're a little wacky, and you want to clean out for clean clothes, clean garment, okay, it will be Aser according to this opinion, even by a little bit of water. Okay? Okay, Muchach Be'edi, this is said explicitly in the Sefer HaTshuma, V'chei Mash Megam Kein B'smag, Achar Kach Matzasi, Shekein Katsar Eli Araba, B'simen Shunal, Sekan Zayin Zayin. So he said there's a lot of people supporting this idea, that even according to the opinion that holds, that it is, okay, mutter to pour water, a little bit of water, on a clean cloth, it's only if your kavanah is not for kibbutz. Then he goes on, okay, but now I'll put a lot on, Mem Zayin, because of Gzer Hashem Yitzchok. The Imru Dabar Shei Makbid Al Meimah, look what he says. What happens if you're dealing with something where you're not makbid, that there's water in it? Umanicho kamaz man ermaim, and you're normal, it'll be normal for you to keep water in it for a long time. You don't normally care if water's in there. Then, lo gazrinam Shem Yitzchok Bezer, then you would not be geyser, okay, that maybe there is going to be schita. For example, let's say you have a clean rag. So there would be no gzera even pouring a lot of water on a clean rag. Why? Because there's no concern that you're going to squeeze it out because you don't really care if your rag has water in it. Okay? Unless you happen to care. Your rag's got water in it. If you add junior and your rag's got water, you can't do it. Okay, let's go weiter. Mem ches. V'yesh oshim. V'yesh oshim b'chol inyan. Okay? There are those that ask no matter what. That it's us that even in clean clothes to do what? It's us that even in clean clothes to even pour a little bit of water because that's kibbutz. Sviralu, he says, the madam minat shriyasan zehu kibbutzan, the shita, right, that which says that the shriya, the pouring water is kibbutz, this shita holds who are filled the beged she'enel of bichluch. This is pretty old, even by a beged that there is no dirt. And therefore, even by a little bit of water, according to the opinion, it's going to be aser mishum kibbutz, it's going to be aser due to laundering. When we come makom in the sinas mayim ala beged who derech lichluch shari, and he says, and however, if you're pouring water on this is derech lichluch, meaning you're pouring water on it, okay, not clean water, but you're pouring dirty water on it. Let's say, for example, you have a clean towel and you're drying your hands in it. That's what's called derech lichluch. That's what's called that you're drying your hands, which is dirty, into the clean cloth. That, even according to this opinion, would be okay. Alright? We're going to see coming up in Sif Yud. However, he says, and he says here, okay, fascinating, that this is what we are machmir. We're machmir not to pour even a little bit of inky beansy bit of water into a clean cloth. Because we're machmir for the shita, even by clean clothes, not to put water, okay, on it, because that will be, the oraisa of kibbutz. The only heter is gonna be like we're gonna see coming up now in Sif Yud.